Chapter 9, The Calculator. The Bell Life calculator is now scientific. This powerful built-in calculator does much more than standard ones. Not only can it add, subtract, multiply, divide, calculate percentages, and extract square roots, it can perform algebraic expressions, trigonometric functions, etc. You can even store calculation results in its memory locations to make it easier to work with complicated computations.
Continue on track 6. Fast forward to the end of this side and turn this cassette over. This is track 6 of the 1997 Braille Light 2000 user guide. Starting with section 9.1, basic operations.
9.1, basic operations. The calculator uses MS Braille symbols for all of its functions. Here are most of the Braille symbols you need to know. Addition, plus, dot, 246. Subtraction, minus, dot, 36. Multiplication, asterisk, or star, dot, 16. Division, slash, dot, 34. Percent, sign, dot, 146. Square root, dot, 345 chord. Decimal point, dot, 46. Left parenthesis, dot, 12356. Right parenthesis, dot, 22456. Comma, dot, 6. To enter the calculator mode, you make a choice from the options menu as usual. This time you press on O chord C. The Braille light says options, calculator ready. When you're finished with the calculator, you can return to the file in which you were working by simply pressing the Z chord, and the Braille light confirms exit. Now let's run through some examples. We'll assume you're in calculator mode. To perform any computation with the calculator, you write an expression including all appropriate operations symbols, like a plus sign, for example, and end the expression with an E chord. Never include spaces in a computation, as you might do when writing one out on a piece of paper. And use only dropped numbers to calculate. Write 2 plus 2, followed by an E chord. The Braille light responds 4, or 4 period. The response varies with how your speech parameters for punctuation announcement are set. To do another calculation, you don't have to clear the calculator. The Braille light assumes that you're starting a new computation when you enter a number after pressing an E chord for a result. Write 375 minus 157, followed by an E chord. The Braille light responds 218. If you want to be absolutely sure that the calculator is cleared for another computation, simply press a zero chord, dot, 356 chord, and the Braille light confirms cleared. Now go ahead and try a few sample calculations on your own, using some other operations like multiplication. Try decimals. Try big numbers. A couple of notes. When working with negative numbers, you must clear the calculator between one computation and the next. Negative numbers are often used in algebraic expressions. If you're not familiar with their use, don't worry about it. Otherwise, the effect of your calculations is cumulative. Also, when you enter the sign operator for addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division, the Braille light announces the word plus, minus, times, or divided by before you enter another number. Setting precision. So far, our sample calculations have come out even. There have been no remainders. But if you divide 100 by 14, the Braille light's response varies according to the number of decimal places to which your calculator is set. This is referred to as the precision of the calculator. Usually, 2 decimal places is enough, since that's all you need for currency. But occasionally, you'll want a more precise response. Here's how to change the decimal precision on a calculator. From within calculator mode, press a T chord. At the braille light prompt, enter precision, write 3, followed by an E chord. The braille light now says OK to confirm your new settings. Now the calculator is set to 3 decimal places. Let's check it. Write 100/14, followed by an E chord. You should hear 7.142. You can set the calculator to a maximum precision of 12 decimal places. However, be aware that the calculator drops zeros at the end of a result. For example, if you divide 300,000, or 300,000, by 1190, or 1,190, and you have precision set to 2, you get 252.1 as a result. If you set the precision to 2, you still get 252.1. When you increase precision to 4, you discover that your result is 252.1008. The second and third decimal places were 0 and were not spoken when precision was set to just 3 decimal places. Point 2. Inserting calculation results into a file. Work in your file as you normally do, writing text, cutting and pasting, inserting and deleting. When you're ready to insert the result of a calculation into your text, simply enter the calculator mode and perform your calculation. Then exit the calculator with a Z chord. Finally, press an I chord, followed by an E chord. The braille light remembers that you just computed something and immediately inserts it into your open file. You're left just where you were before you performed your calculation. Note that the braille light uses the braille decimal point, not 4-6, even when displaying an integer. So if you insert a result of 25 into your file, the period will look like the Nemeth braille decimal point, not 4-6. And not like the literary braille period, .256. You may wish to edit your file accordingly. Furthermore, if you have calculations written in a file for which you need the results, you don't have to write them over again from within calculator mode. Get onto a new line in your currently open file where the hard character turns. Then write a calculation that you want in your file and which you want the calculator to compute. Make sure you write the expression using only computer braille notation. And by the way, here you can use spaces. Now press an O chord followed by a K to hear the result of the computation. While the answer is not automatically inserted into your file at the end of your written expression, you can certainly add it to the end of the expression by writing an equal sign and then pressing I chord, E chord, to paste the calculator's answer into your file. Caution. As we mentioned a minute ago, everything has to be in computer braille here, and your result is key. You may want to put Do Not Translate formatting strings around the calculation and its results in your file, so that when you print the file, the calculation will print properly. See section 15.2.1 for details on how to turn the Braille translator off for a portion of the file. Point 4. Performing percentage calculations. Many people find dealing with percentages baffling, to say the least. Nevertheless, we provide a couple of examples here for your convenience. Besides, we all use percentages far more than we may realize in daily transactions. Enter calculator mode with an O chord C if you're not already in it. To determine what percent one number is of another number, first write the value of the percentage, then write the percent sign, and finally the number whose percentage you want to calculate. as usual, finish the computation with an record. For example, to find 50% of 26, write 50% sign 26. Record, remembering not to put spaces in between each part of the expression. The bell light responds 13. Make sense? 50% of something is half of it, so clearly 13 is half of 26. By the way, those of you adventurous enough to try algebraic calculations, trigonometric functions, natural logarithms, and the like, get set. We're about to dive headfirst into those deep waters. But first, let's see how to store items into the 26 memory locations in your calculator. Storing and using the memory locations. The Bell Light calculator has 26 memory locations where you can store results of computations. These memory locations are labeled A-C-Z. One special memory location, R, always stores your last result. All the others store and save results, even after you exit the calculator mode and turn off the Bell Light. There are two ways to store numbers in a memory location. First, write an arithmetic expression and press an E chord to compute its result, then press an F chord. The Bell Light says store. Write the letter of the memory location where you want to store it, for example, A. The Bell Light confirms, OK. Second, start with a cleared calculator memory and simply write a number, followed by an E chord. Then press an F chord, followed by the letter of the memory location where you want it stored. To read the contents of a memory location, simply write the letter of that location, followed by an E chord. If you have stored a number in a memory location, you can use that number within a calculation. Write the letter of the memory location where you stored the number as part of the expression to be calculated. For example, write 2 minus 2, followed by an E chord. At the response 1, press an F chord, A, to store the result in memory location A. Write 3 minus 1, followed by an E chord. At the response 2, press an F chord, B, to store this result in memory location B. So now you have numbers stored in memory locations A and B. Write A plus B, followed by an E chord. The Bell Light looks up the number stored in each memory location and calculates C. You were able to add the numbers using only the letter labels of the memory locations. As we said above, R is the special memory location. The most recent result you got from pressing an E chord is always stored in R. You can use the number stored in R just as you use the other memory locations labeled A through Z. With a bit of practice, you can use these memory locations to store long numbers or important ones, like the amount of your paycheck, so you can track how it's dwindling as you go through the week. Extracting a square root. No, not nearly as painful as a root canal. To extract a square root of a number, write the number whose square root you want, then press an AR sign chord, dots 3-4-5 chord. No E chord is required. For example, to extract the square root of 25, simply write 25, followed by AR sign chord. The Bell Light simply says 5. New. 9.7, complex functions. The Bell Light has many built-in functions for performing algebraic, trigonometric, and even statistical functions. Basically, the functions have names like SIN for the sine function, and arguments that you provide within parentheses separated by commas. For your convenience, we'll go through a few examples of how to enter functions correctly into the calculator. But for a complete listing, refer to the help file or to Appendix B, the quick reference guide. in addition, if you've upgraded your unit from a Braille light, you'll be pleased to know that we've added base conversion to the scientific calculator. These functions are especially useful to programmers who may need to convert a number from, say, binary to hexadecimal. We've added 6 conversion functions altogether, and you can check them out in Appendix B, under the section on scientific calculator functions. As you've seen, the calculator is very handy for plain arithmetic. In the following discussion, we'll assume you're familiar with the terms function, argument, etc. This section may not be for you if your head starts spinning at words like exponent and sine of pi radians. But if you enjoy tinkering with higher math, the following few examples should be enough to whet your appetite. In this whole discussion, we'll assume you're familiar with the terms function, argument, etc. Let's first take something simple. How about if we find the average of 3 numbers from within calculator mode, write AVG, left parenthesis, 3, comma, 5, comma, 7, right parenthesis, and press an E chord. Remember to write in dropped number notation and to write the parentheses in computer braille. The braille light should respond 5. Easy enough. Let's try something a little more daring. Calculate the sine of 90 degrees, or pi over 2, radians. Write sin, left parenthesis, 90, right parenthesis, and press an E chord. You should hear the correct answer, 1. Since the calculator's default is in degrees, you're okay, but let's switch to radians. Simply press an R chord. The bell light says radians. Now write sin, left parenthesis, pi, slash, 2, right parenthesis, and press an E chord. Not surprisingly, you also get a response of 1, since the calculator computed pi over 2, and then its sine in radians. To get back to degrees, press a D chord. Now, for those of you who are real risk-takers, how about calculating the value of E? First, let's reset precision to something like 5 to get a better computation. Press a P chord, and at the prompt, set precision, write 5. Followed by an E chord. Now write EXP, left paren, 1, right paren, followed by an E chord. You should hear 2.71828. Sound right? Yes, E is somewhere around that. How about a statistical function? Calculate the median of a group of numbers. Write median, left paren, 5, comma 6, comma 7, comma 8, right paren, followed by an E chord. The bell light answers 6.5. Of course, there's no reason why you can't add like functions together, as in sine of 90 plus sine of 45, etc. This would be written sin, left paren, 90, right paren, plus sine, sin, left paren, 45, right paren. But we'll stop here. By now, you should have the general idea, or be totally at sea. If you find you're having problems calculating some of these complex functions, like certain trigonometric functions, call us for help. Error messages and tips. If you set the calculator an impossible task, such as dividing by 0, the bell light rejects the expression with error, division by 0. If you use an incorrect chord for an E chord, the bell light says not valid calculator command. You can use the backspace B chord to make corrections. For example, if you want to add 0.5 and 0.5, but write 0.4 as your second entry, press a B chord to erase the 4 and write the 5 followed by an E chord. The bell light responds to your corrected entry with 1. If you haven't pressed an E chord yet, You can hear the calculation you have written thus far by pressing a C chord. Once you press the E chord, however, pressing a C chord does nothing. Leave. Finally, pressing an F chord toggles the voice between speaking numbers as digits or full words from within calculator mode. Note to upgraders, this command no longer affects the announcement of numbers in your files, only numbers spoken by your calculator. As you can see, the scientific calculator is quite a bonus. Now, let's turn to some other useful tools in your Braille light.